Welcome back to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
And this fantastic segment is brought to you by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. And it was great seeing John Slocum, the man behind 6-Bit Software, at the eBay Radio Party.
It was. He's a legend, that guy.
He is a legend, and rightfully so.
And, you know, he's sending out Facebook things saying, eBay, have an eBay Live, have another eBay Live.
I saw that, and I just want to make it clear that I did not put him up to that, although I support him completely.
And we all do.
When it comes to profiting from the eBay Radio Party and conference, it's important to remember that what you've learned in Vegas can't stay in Vegas. You have to bring that info home, and you have to put it to work to make it pay off. It can't just sit in your head or in a notepad. Here now to tell us five ways she's doing exactly that is eBay education specialist Patty Coleman, known on eBay as top-rated seller Woohoo Depot. Let's have it a little harder. Woohoo Depot.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! Patty, what was the first thing you learned at the eBay Radio Party and Conference? Patty.
Patty.
You.
Hello, Patty.
Patty.
We seem to be having a problem. They're trying to get her on the other line.
Well, in the meantime, what did you learn, Lee?
What did I learn? A lot.
Well, what's the first thing you learned?
I learned a heck of a lot.
You did you?
I really, really honestly did, and it's about so many things. Patty is with it. Patty, hello.
Well, hello there.
We seem to have had a problem on the other line. I apologize for that if it was our problem.
I guess just Tuesday.
So, Patty, Griff was asking, what was the first thing you learned at the eBay Radio Party and Conference?
That I'm never going to miss it ever again.
Oh.
Oh, we like that.
We could take that two ways, though. You're never going to miss going to it, or you're not going to go to it, you're not going to miss it.
Oh, no, I'm never going to miss going to it.
Okay, I just wanted to be
sure. This year was the best. This is my third year, and it was the best one ever. It was just great.
Yeah, I think it was, too.
You know, it takes on a life of its own. It has to.
Yeah, it did. It was warm. It was personable. The knowledge that everyone had, that the speakers were sharing, and that the attendees were sharing, and the sponsors, it was just wonderful. I learned so much and made a lot of friends. It was just the best.
So the first thing you learned at the eBay Radio Party and Conference was that you will always go every year because it was so
good.
Yes,
I can.
What was the second thing?
Well, the second thing was the social media day was tremendous for me because I came with a semi-agenda. Number one was to learn things that I could help in my own eBay business. Number two was to learn things that I could share with my eBay education students. And number three was to get sponsors and or speakers for my meetup group. And I accomplished all three things. So the social media day was just terrific. Lots of things that they were sharing that I didn't know, because one of the things that I need to do is get better at the social media to help my store grow. And the speakers certainly did that for me.
Well, you know, every year on the first day, we choose one subject and invite all the speakers to talk about that. And this year we thought social media was so, or social selling, we called it.
Exactly.
Was so important to eBay sellers. How about the Pinterest? How about the Pinterest guy?
Well, that was good. You know, I didn't notice because I sit in the front row and I was taking copious notes. I thought he was great because the first thing I put on my list, the to-do list, which I actually have did it, was went back to my Facebook page and my Pinterest page, and I actually set up a new Twitter account because I couldn't remember the name of my Twitter account. And made sure that everything was set up with my user ID and branded and all like that. And then was set up in the business, because all the information he gave us on the business side was great, because I like the idea of being able to buy ads and things. When eBay used to have it, that worked really well for me. And I like the fact that we can do that. We'll be able to do that on the Pinterest as well. I think that sounds perfect.
You're talking about buying ads. Griff, did you mention that earlier when we were talking about the new thing that eBay has come up with? You mentioned that they used to have something like that?
Yes.
Is that what you're talking about?
Well, we talked about promoted listings, but yeah, they used to be able to, there was an, what was it called?
It was like a banner. It was called a banner ad.
Yeah, I can't remember what it was called, though.
Yeah.
I'm losing my memory.
And years ago, when I took the basics of selling class, Marcia Collier, who was my teacher.
Yes.
She said this is something that we should try, and I did, and it really worked well for me.
Yeah,
I'm kind of excited about it, too. If you weren't listening earlier, it's something called promoted listings, and so far there are certain store owners that have received invitations to get it. And you can get on a wait list via a link in the article at ebayinc.com. You go to ebayinc.com, and there is a wait list to be put on this offering. And basically what it is you decide, you choose something that you want to, you're willing to pay a certain percentage of your sale price when it sells. And so they will give it better, you know, vision, I guess.
Yes.
In search. So,
well, yeah, it's like giving works only you're giving to eBay to promote your listing.
It's
so.
Ads. It's yeah. It's the same thing as buying ads,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I can't wait to try it. So I have to go to the eBay Inc., which I'm actually on the page right now, find the ad, open the ad, and get on the wait list.
Yeah, I'm going to do the same thing. Griff, you too. Yeah.
Okay, all right, jeez.
Oh. All right, yeah, but see, we're always sharing at eBay, and I think this is I think once they find out that there's a big long wait list, maybe they'll open up to more people.
Oh, there's no secret why it's opened up slowly.
It's like beta testing, right?
Do this with everything. Everything is incrementally launched because we've discovered in the past that if you have if it's like doorbusters on the holidays, something can go wrong, and it usually does if you just throw the doors open. So,
well, and it works perfect timing for me because I've had some difficulties health wise recently, and just getting back on my feet. And I've got like Roger said, he's got 50% of things to list and 50% in the store, and I'm more like 70-30. So I have a pile of things to get ready for my store. So. Timing is everything, and this is perfect. So when it's my turn, the timing will be right, and I'll be ready to jump on that.
Did you have a chance to talk to Joel Elad at all while you were there?
Yeah, I did. I saw him at a private party, and I saw him, and just standing around.
Yep. So say hello, Joel. He's still here with me.
Hello, Patty. How you doing?
Oh, hi, Joel. Nice to see you again, or hear you anyway.
Good to hear you too.
So tell us another lesson you learned in Vegas.
Well, another lesson I learned today was I appreciated what Dana had to say about the scheduling your time, and that's been a challenge for me because I usually say okay, we all have our schedules, right? And we get up in the morning, we do this, this, and this, and I try and do this, and then something comes at you sideways and that gets me deflected, and then I have to go, where was I? And so I think the best idea I got from her was putting on a timer. Okay, I'm going to do 15 minutes with this or whatever. And so basically, if something comes in my way that's going to deflect my attention from it and my timer's not off, I'm just going to continue what I'm doing and then deal with it later. And that brings the blood pressure down, too.
Yeah, we have a tendency to answer our phones. We do everything
while
we're trying to accomplish a task that's very important.
And then get to the end of the day and it's still not done,
Right.
So that's a real goal for me.
That's the story of my life.
What's another lesson you learned in Vegas?
Well, I don't about a lesson, but I'll tell you that something that really helped me was that eBay employee presence there because I got a chance to speak with them and give them my thoughts on certain things. I went to lunch with them, a couple of eBay employees, and they're actually taking notes on suggestions, and the fact that they wrote down my suggestion made me feel so good.
Who did you go to lunch with?
Okay. I knew you'd ask me that.
Uh-oh. I'm sorry.
two different ladies, and they were four. Actually, there was two, one and two at the other. And one was from the promotions area, and I think she was from Utah. And another one, I'm sorry, I forget their name.
That's okay.
But I told them the same suggestions, and they were both interested. And I said, I told it to the other group, and she says, oh, no, we're here to get information however it is and funnel it to the department it needs to go to. And I thought that was awesome.
That's why they all came. I kept telling you guys that over the air.
Yeah,
that they all told me they needed to be there because they needed to listen to you guys.
And the ones I was speaking with were actually sellers, too. They were selling on eBay, too. So they could see what we were talking about. And once I said my suggestion, I go, that does make sense. And I'm happy that they're listening. No, but like you say, Griff, it's a big change, so it takes a while for it to get where it's going to go, but the fact that they're listening is the start.
Yeah, that's important.
We've sent thank you notes to all of them, by the way, Griff.
Oh, good.
For being there, so we're delighted that they were there.
Oh, and I caught Jordan as he was walking out the hall, and I asked him to speak at my meetup group on Skype, and he said yes.
Oh, good.
Wow. Yeah,
he'll do it, too.
That's Jordan Sweetum.
Jordan Sweetum.
Yeah.
Senior Vice President.
Well, I went to every single table there and every speaker, and they've all agreed to speak to my group. So
I notice whenever we have an eBay radio party and conference that afterward all the sellers groups are having our speakers, our sponsors. But
that's
this is
good.
A good thing. That's all part
good,
of it.
That's part of it. And it works really well because, you know, next week we're having eBay Global and eBay Government speak with us. So that Skype thing's the best thing you set us up with, Griff.
Yeah, that's turned out to be quite a good thing. I'm glad we were able to light the fire with that.
Well, Patty, we're always happy to see you and to be around you, and it wouldn't be an eBay radio party and conference without you.
Well,
and
thank you.
We hope to see you next year, and in between, we're going to be doing some stuff with you, I'm sure.
Well, yeah, you were supposed to come, and you didn't get a chance to, so...
I sure didn't. It was a bad timing for me. Very
well,
bad.
I understand bad timing, so...
Thank you, Patty.
Okay. Thanks, Patty. This segment was sponsored by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. Call us, 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio.
Stamps.com wants to give you a free 5-pound shipping scale. Simply sign up for our free program for eBay sellers. You get all the features that Stamps.com provides, custom designed for your eBay sales, including the printing of all USPS mail classes and batch printing, plus the ability to brand shipping labels with your company logo. eBay sellers, sign up now for your free program and get your bonus 5-pound scale today. Shipping and handling fee required at Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Nothing sparks more sales than a good markdown. Whether it's putting items on sale or just accepting a best offer, Campaign Go makes markdowns easier and more effective than ever. With three eBay-compatible and certified applications developed by sellers for sellers, Markdown Guru automates the process of choosing items to put on sale using multiple filters. Campaign Go's Sales Reports tool lets you track revenue from your markdown items. You can see how many sold and for how much, and how that contributed to your bottom line. Best Offer Advisor gives you all the data you need to be smart about accepting, declining, or countering a best offer, all in a single email. With Campaign Go, you can sell more, sell faster, and work less. eBay Radio listeners get a 90-day free trial if you sign up before June 30th. Go to CampaignGo.com.
Listen up, Droid users. Now you can hear eBay Radio live wherever you are with the eBay Radio Android app. Never miss another broadcast. Just go to Google Play Store and search for eBay Radio, all one word. Then download the eBay Radio app for free. It will stream the show live right on your Android mobile device. That's eBay Radio, all one word, in the Google Play Store. Download the app, then call in and tell us where and how you're listening.
I can't believe you got me out of the house this early to go to a garage sale. I think I'm going to need another coffee after this.
I do this every weekend. I like to hit the sales early before all the best stuff is gone.
Are those vinyl records? When did you start listening to those again?
They're not for me. I sell them on eBay.
You do? Well, how do you know which ones to pick?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching sold items on eBay. I can tell which albums sell best and what they're worth on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.